This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get into the house and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number. Glad that you are joining us this morning. Blessed to be able to see you another great day. Friday is the best day of the week. Hope you have a great weekend and that we can start your weekend off right here. Talking all things Vols. NBA Finals, game one last night. Wow, what a game. The guys are reporting to first session of summer school. And for me, this is when the season starts. The season starts first week in June for Tennessee football. It's going to be fun. Really, really, really fun to see this team try to answer the critics and prove everyone wrong. It's going to be fun to talk about. Fun to follow. There's going to be some ups. There's going to be some downs. But I'm looking forward to seeing this team and how they come together and how they used the 4-8 season last year as motivation to prove the doubters wrong this year. It's going to be fun. First, let's get to Andy on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline and hear what's on Andy's mind this morning. Since Andy wants to start the show off right, let's see what Andy got, man. Andy, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, good, doing great. Andy, how are you?
Thank God it's Friday.
That's right, man. Best day of the week.
I'm ready for the weekend.
You ready for what? Say that again.
Well, yesterday was my birthday, but I'm ready for the weekend.
Andy, happy birthday, man. Why didn't you say anything?
Yeah. Buried the lead yesterday.
I ain't like a big one to, like, oh, it's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless.
I appreciate it. So Drake Thomas today is supposed to announce his decision. Supposedly it's between us and Clemson. He's an inside linebacker, 4-star. So I'm anxious to see how that goes. It's going to announce they're staying around 3:30. Another question. What is the two guys that did not get on campus yet, besides the rest?
Jameer and Mondre London.
And J.J. Peterson is not on campus right now.
Oh, okay.
J.J. Peterson is supposed to report by July 1st, that time frame, second half of the summer, apparently. He's got some more. They're waiting on his ACT score to come in, according to Rush Probst. He told Patrick Brown of 24/7 Sports, I believe it was last Friday or Saturday, that they're waiting on another ACT score, that they feel confident, and that he thinks when it's all said and done, J.J. Peterson will be in Knoxville, but that makes Darren Kirkland Jr. returning all more important.
Absolutely, because, man, you don't want to see J.J. have to go somewhere else and come back because he didn't get a grade. Man, you see that happening. I think that just happened with a Georgia player.
Emmett Gooden, Tennessee's JUCO defensive tackle.
Yeah, that happened with him a couple years ago, too.
You know what really cracked me up is they keep talking about Nick Saban, like, I call it he's being a frigging crybaby, so to say, about this blocking transfers. And, you know, Jeremy Pruitt, another thing about Jeremy Pruitt also that I like, too, he's a no-nonsense person. Like, he gets the point to the topic. And if he don't want to answer something, he'll tell him, like, I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Nick Saban, they are like it in that way. I mean, they're gonna control interviews, and you may not like what they're gonna say. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I would call Nick Saban a crybaby. I just think he's very hypocritical. And hey, listen, this is at the end of the day, this is competition. He doesn't have to make it easy on the people that he play. He doesn't have to. And just keep that in mind. You know, it's of course we want Brandon Kennedy to be able to go wherever he wants to go, and Nick Saban is going to let him go wherever he wants to go outside the conference, but like he doesn't have to make it easy on his competition. It just makes sense for him to allow someone that got their college degree to go wherever they want to go. You're not going to use him, so let him go wherever he wants to go. He's not going to help Tennessee or Auburn beat Alabama this year. I just seriously doubt it. Maybe Auburn. Tennessee's not beating Alabama. But that's Nick Saban. Every single year, he always says something that just doesn't make a lot of sense. But it's to benefit him at that time. That's been Nick Saban.
Right. That's all I got, and y'all have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll get good news today.
Hopefully. Tennessee's doing a good job in recruiting. You know, kind of dropped some hints a long time ago about how 2018 class was not done. They would add to this class, and they did that. The baller from South Carolina, who South Carolina did not want to take for either grades or a little off the field deal that Tennessee did the due diligence in on, and felt comfortable enough to bring him in, and here he is. He is a baller. He is very special with the ball in his hands, and one of the top athletes in the 2018 class. The question is, what position will he play? Will it be offense, wide receiver, or will it be defense with the corners? This defense needs to know who the corners are going to be. One deep, two deep, that is going to be a weak spot for this team. Alante Taylor, he's going to play. He's going to be a contributor. Do they feel comfortable enough to let him go as a true freshman at corner? You got Carlin Fields and me over there. You got some guys over there that moved. But what about the players that has been playing corner this whole entire time? Do we feel comfortable enough with them so that way we can allow receivers who are best at receiver to stay at receiver? But you got Terry Ferry, you got Jerry Pruitt. You should be able to be okay.
Charles Kelly, you got plenty of DB coaches.
I mean, you should be at least coached up to the fullest in that area. Talent. You can continue to recruit that talent, but as far as being coached up, they should have that down. Who we got next?
Spencer from Memphis.
Spencer from Memphis. Good morning, Spencer.
How we doing, guys?
Man, I'm doing great. Spencer, how are you doing?
Man, I'm just living the dream, going to work on a Friday. Things are much better than that, I guess. You know, so a couple things. One, I can't help but think with the Bryce Thompson kid, I can't help but think, you know, that there were some more traditional, I guess you would say, administrators in South Carolina that were kind of saying, oh, this could, you know, be a little bit of a PR problem. Mm-hmm. This could be a little bit of an issue here or there because of maybe the guy's past.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, once again, that's the great thing about having a Phillip Fulmer, who's a non-traditional kind of administrator, to really be the guy that's like, you know, listen, I've coached kids, you know, that have come from the similar background, similar issue before. This is nothing that we can't, you know, do a little due diligence on and give the guy a second shot to kind of, you know, clear his name and make something for himself. Let's do it. I can't help but think Phillip Fulmer had,
you know, some sort of say in that. And the other thing was, I noticed last night somebody videoed Pruitt at some sort of, meeting, and he was joking around about Will Friend, and he said Will Friend has rock. He keeps playing Rocky Top on his phone, and he said, "Will, why do you keep doing that?" And he said, "Well, I don't know how many times we're going to score this year, but I gotta memorize this song by hand." And Pruitt started laughing, and he said, "I'll tell you this much: we're going to score a lot more than we did last year. I can say that." And I'm just like, man, this is perfect, dude. Just dunk on Butch Jones. And then, you know, also the fact it seems like Pruitt's kind of coming into his own a little bit as far as, like, you know, in front of, like, large groups. And I don't mean that as, like, a slide or anything like that. He just seems – he's always seemed comfortable in his skin, but he seems like he's able – that he's put a little bit more polish on it, I guess you could say, over the past few months, having to constantly be in front of people. And, I really have a high confidence that this guy – you know, we give him a couple of years, and I have a feeling this will be a guy for the long haul that we'll want to keep hold of.
No, I agree, Spencer, and great phone call there. That story of Will Friend, I did see the video. I didn't get a chance to actually click on it and listen to it. I got caught up doing a bunch of other stuff, but I did see the video and saw people talking about it. Will Friend is... You understand, he's a former offense coordinator. He could have probably went somewhere else and made a whole lot of money at a big-time program coaching offensive line. But he wanted to link up with his best friend, Jerrion Pruitt.
Still making a whole lot of money, but.
Well, I mean, he could go somewhere else.
Being paid more than a lot of offensive line coaches.
He could go somewhere else and make a lot of money and have a better title, too.
Sure.
Because the title's going to help you become a head coach, too, if it's something you want to do. But he's just an offensive line coach. He went from offensive coordinator to offensive line coach. So he's making money like a coordinator, but he's just offensive line coach. And he's doing a really good job so far. I think it's I think it's kind of cool to see Pruitt more and more comfortable, as a head coach. We gotta take a break. There's definitely more things to discuss on this topic, but we gotta start going to break on time, folks. We gotta get ready for Monday, being on local radio. That will take place at 8:50 a.m. 100.9 FM starting on Monday morning. So we'll take a quick break and come back after this.
I've been hungry all my life. Starved to the bone.
Selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerry Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end-of-the-year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Is our telephone number to the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Charlie Burris, Ben McKee. Rocking a little. What kind of shirt you got over there, Ben?
Power t-shirt.
I don't know, man. Everybody got a little bit of orange on.
I got a lot of orange on today. I even got orange Tennessee basketball shorts on.
Oh, yeah,
you would think,
man.
I work for the football team or something today.
You look ready to go, man. You look like a basketball manager or something.
These were the first set of clothes that I laid eyes on this morning after I got out of the shower.
Yeah, man. That's how it be.
That's how it be.
That's how it be, man. You just got to put on whatever's clean. I'm with you. All right, 865-255-03. So the basketball game last night was pretty phenomenal. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good game, guys.
It was not bad for basketball, in my opinion.
Pretty good game. I'm so disappointed in J.R. Smith. What a knucklehead.
It's not just J.R. Smith though. You had George Hill missing a free throw.
That's what I was about to say.
Then you had the J.R. Smith situation. And then what is Tristan Thompson doing? Like, you are just proving people who say that the Kardashians ruined basketball careers. You're proving them right. Like, and now Ben Simmons is going to be the next victim, now that he's dating Kylie or Kendall, whoever, whichever one it is.
Kendall.
Folks that
– just a lucky guess.
That blame Cleveland's loss on the refs last night are delusional. The refs weren't –
they did not help.
That was a charge.
I thought it was because he was moving.
LeBron was not set at all. That's why I thought it was a block.
I agree with Charlie. I thought it was a block.
You can move. Like he was there first. He did move.
He had to be in legal guarding position, and it didn't look like that to me.
He turned sideways.
He was there first. But you can move on charge.
Since when can you move on charges? Because watching college basketball all the time, you always hear
you need to be set.
And maybe it's a different rule for
when you're guarding,
that you have to be set.
Square to the defender.
When you're guarding the ball, a charge can be called on the ball handler when you're guarding the ball, and you're not necessarily set during that time.
I didn't think he was square to the ball. I thought he was kind of diagonal.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, Katie wasn't out of control. Like, I don't know. I thought it was a block, but it doesn't really matter.
I didn't think those were even the two bad calls. The bad calls were when LeBron had that strip
And he got hacked so bad.
And then on the they yeah, they call a foul on total LeBron miscall. For stripping. I mean, it was a clean strip. And then on the other end, Warrior, I don't remember which player it was, but the Warriors just a clear swipe against LeBron's arm and no call. Yeah. So if you're going to call it on one end, call it on the other.
But it did honestly kind of feel like a college game there at the end because they actually called the charge block and then they actually called the hold where George Hill got those free throws. I was just surprised. That's very college refs thing to do.
That was definitely a foul.
Horrendous play and then, by Klay Thompson.
With the whole Tristan Thompson situation, why was he thrown out of the game?
He didn't throw the elbow. They thought he threw the elbow.
I know. How do you miss that?
Yeah. They missed that for sure.
And that's what caused the whole ruckus at the end. If you don't make that call, Tristan Thompson isn't going to be suspended for game two and possibly game three.
I said it last night. If they just allowed fighting, like in hockey, man, do we even have this problem? Just let the boys figure it out between themselves.
Charlie, go ahead. I apologize.
No, I'm being totally sarcastic.
But I mean, I agree with you. I think they should just
in a way.
You know how in hockey you drop the gloves? Maybe in basketball we can rip off the jerseys and take the headbands off and just go at it.
Why not? It allows for a little vigilante justice. Let it happen. But Draymond Green shows his butt too. There was a ton of stuff that happened down the stretch.
LeBron and Steph jawing back at one another.
Yeah. And then they were jawing back and forth to each other. And then after that, they were standing next to each other, gabbing like little gals, talking into their jerseys, whatever they were doing, just doing this, you know, whatever that was. I don't know.
Now, Charlie, you are of the belief that Warriors, Cavs, round four is bad for basketball.
And I said it. I don't know that it's necessarily bad for basketball, but I think there is absolutely a large contingent of people that look at this and say, ugh.
But after last
night, do we really have to do this again? Because this rivalry hasn't been that good. That's the main thing.
Huh?
It was a total, the Warriors wiped the floor with the Cavs last year. Now, the year before, obviously, great series. LeBron comes back 3-1, and it's the whole thing. But that's the only time this series has really been all that compelling. If we're being honest, the other two times it's been played is pretty much snooze fest. So, it's like yesterday Mike Greenberg was trying – he had some clip that I saw where he said this was the greatest rivalry in sports. What?
That's a little too far.
What?
No, that's a little too far.
It's almost not even a rivalry. No.
Well, it's a rivalry.
The teams don't seem to hate each other all that much. It's
a rivalry.
It's a rivalry. Those teams don't like each other.
It's a rivalry, but there's not – I don't know. It just doesn't have the same feel as some of the great rivalries in sports, even going back to, I don't know, Celtics Lakers. It just doesn't have that same sort of.
It's still a rivalry, just because it's not as heated as those old time rivalries. Just because it's not as heated as Alabama Auburn, North Carolina Duke, Yankees Red Sox, doesn't mean that it's not a rivalry. Because
Bulls if you have
Steph Curry running his mouth towards LeBron, it's a rivalry because Steph Curry generally does not run his mouth like that. Yeah. Just because it's not at the level, Mike Greenberg took it too far. I mean, it's not the greatest rivalry of all time. I can sit here and name you 10. Army-Navy is better.
It's not,
I mean,
top there's so many 20 rivalries. Yes. When I look at it in terms of the
But it's still a rivalry. And honestly, if the Warriors win in four, win in five, if we get games like we did last night, all series – I think it'll be worth it. I think it's great for basketball.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
For me, the result doesn't make it a great series or a great game or not. In between, the four quarters, watching LeBron, watching Kevin Durant, watching Klay Thompson go out, hurt, come back, and he's limping playing defense. He's limping trying to get open shots, and he's making shots. Seeing Steph Curry just be a wizard with the basketball – his size, he never really had the most athleticism, but golly, he's just such a wizard with the basketball, can shoot the lights out. And then LeBron was amazing. Once again,
all-time game in the finals.
50 points like it was nothing.
51, 8, and 8.
I believe.
And this stat speaks to the level of his teammates. LeBron had an all-time game. One of six players, I believe, to score 50 points in an NBA Finals game. Mm-hmm. 10 points away from the all-time scoring record in the finals. And he 51, 8, and 8. and he had a negative 13 plus minus.
I believe I saw last night he is the only player to in a finals game score over 50 points and lose.
Like, do you know how bad your teammates have to be to have 51-8-8 and have a negative 13 plus minus?
Yeah, I'm not listening to any LeBron slander.
LeBron
during this series, like,
LeBron didn't get 50 by shooting. Like, he ended up taking, he finished 19 of 32, but he had his 50 points like when he was 19 of 25.
Yeah,
and then missed some shots late. Like, he didn't pull James Harden or Russell Westbrook where he had to take 50 shots to get the 50 points.
LeBron James and Kevin Love combined for 72 points in this game, 51 and 21 respectively. That is 63% of the points scored by the Cleveland Cavaliers. That is sad. And when you compare it to the Warriors, who Kevin Durant 26, Steph Curry 29, Klay Thompson 24, Draymond Green 13, just spread it out really nicely. Sean Livingston 10. They spread it out beautifully. Beautiful team ball. LeBron, I've said it all year. The dude is just dragging a dead corpse behind himself.
Yes. And I mean, when you have George Hill missing a free throw.
If George Hill just makes that, they win this game.
Pulled a Derrick Rose. Well, I don't know. It's not that definite because the Warriors
would have had a shot
like
to make
4.2 seconds left, yeah. And they could have advanced it. And
true.
When you have Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, even Draymond Green was knocking down open threes last night, and Kevin Durant. I mean, there's a good chance of them winning.
Sure. At the very least, J.R. Smith doesn't look like the dumbest human being in America.
Look, you know, Stephen A. says, you got to stay off the weed.
Oh, boy.
Where's See, that's not J.R.'s problem.
Where's awareness?
J.R.'s problem is he needs to stay off the gin.
Where's the awareness?
And it's not the only time this has happened for J.R. Smith. No. It happened before in a game with the Knicks in 2014. People drummed it up last night, and I was looking at it. He did the same exact thing.
Yes, and then post-game, he was trying to say that, oh, I knew what the score was.
He didn't.
No, you didn't.
And he said, I was just trying to get a timeout or trying to get the ball to LeBron. If you were trying to get
LeBron
was wide open at the top of the key. If you were trying to get the ball to LeBron,
come on.
Why didn't you pass it to him? And then you saw him say on the replay that ABC had, I thought we were ahead. What are you talking about, JR?
Yes. I mean,
stay off the gin.
Just stop, man. You don't dribble all the way out there. Not call a timeout and then say that's what you were trying to do. Call a timeout and give the ball to LeBron. They're just poor awareness right there. And then George Hill short-armed his free throw.
Got nervous.
Jordan Clarkson was terrible yesterday.
Jordan Clarkson looks like he should still be playing college basketball.
He looks scared, man.
He looks like he should be in the G League.
He looks scared. And so I hope folks are able to judge LeBron on what he was able to do. He was damn near perfect yesterday.
Jeff Green. 36 minutes, 7 points.
What?
Like, there was a play last night towards – it was late in the fourth quarter. LeBron penetrated, just a beautiful drive to the basket and kicked it out to Jeff Green. I mean, it was a beautiful pass to Jeff Green, wide open in the corner, and he just bricks it. Like, you got to knock those shots down.
J.R. Smith was the third leading scorer for the Cavs. He had 10 points. He was minus 22 when he was on the court.
I mean,
in 39 minutes of play.
Like, this basketball team is truly bad. There's been a long debate of what LeBron should do. I think the Rockets need to trade James Harden and go sign LeBron. LeBron, Chris Paul, Clint Capella, Eric Gordon.
No, you can get rid of Trevor Ariza. Ryan Anderson, he has $14 million on his books. You can get rid of Trevor Ariza, Ron Anderson, and still keep the other Harden. You can't get rid of Harden either.
Philly, you can't have Harden and LeBron.
Yes, you can. LeBron,
I think that's a bad.
LeBron would love to pass the ball.
Mm-hmm. All I've heard is Philly's been.
James Harden would not.
Philly's been looking.
James Harden was like top five in assists.
I get that, but it's because he brings the ball up the court every single time, just like LeBron does. I just don't think that would jive too well. I think James Harden is a Russell Westbrook of types of where he kind of needs to be the centerpiece of an offense wherever he is. And versus, I don't think he would jive well with LeBron. And I think that's the same situation in Philadelphia. Like, you already have a good chemistry between Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. If you bring in LeBron, LeBron's going to have to have the ball in his hands all the time.
He doesn't have to, man. He's done that now because they don't have a point guard that's better. Now, Ben Simmons, I don't know how that would work because he can't shoot. So the way Ben Simmons is effective is bringing the ball up and distributing the basketball and driving. He's good at that. I don't know how he will be effective off the ball because he can't shoot. But as far as James Harden, I mean, you get Chris Paul in here. Chris Paul is not a point guard, and Harden has been playing off the ball. Harden, the year before last, he was one of the top players in the league in assists. I think Harden and Chris Paul and LeBron can play together. But let's get through the series first.
I mean, this series is already over.
No, it's not. I was actually surprised that the Cavs, the way they were playing.
I
honestly was. They were in the game, had a chance to win.
I would say that the Cavaliers lost the basketball game more than the Warriors won the game.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
Like, the Cavs should have won that basketball
game. The Warriors definitely won it in overtime. I mean, they were
in overtime, yeah.
But
you knew as soon as that, when Jarrett Smith had his idiotic moment, you knew that the Warriors were going to win the basketball game in overtime. Yeah. The Cavs had to win it in regulation.
Yep.
And it didn't happen.
Yep. 865-255-03, Swain Event. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen. They have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers. Not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Johnny Dollar says, great bumper music. You always hustling, Swain. That's Ben. Ben is on the ones and twos today. Ben is always on the ones and twos. Him and Brad, I have nothing to do with the bumper music.
That is false. You control me on the bumper music like Butch Jones tries to control his football team.
That is absolutely false. That is fake news, and you know it. I never do that. Ever tell y'all what to play. Like yesterday, I made one request to Brad, but I don't tell y'all what to play. Y'all can play whatever y'all want, except for
I haven't played it in a while. I think it may be time to break
only,
it out.
It's only one rule.
I'm going to be honest.
I gotta give you.
I was there. Yeah.
Do not play that. I forgot what's the name of the song again. What's the guy?
Rick Astley.
Yeah, don't play that.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Astley.
Don't play that. Okay. That's the only thing that I asked of you, please.
See, I did exactly what you just did. The last two or three weeks, I've been trying to remember his name without asking you, because if I ask you, you're going to know what's going on. So I've been trying to remember his name.
Now you know.
I haven't broke it out in a while.
Yeah, just.
I like to break it out in certain times.
Why, man? Well, I mean, why would you want to play that song? The song is terrible.
Well, I was going to play it the other day when you try to drag Will Smith through the mud. Not when you try. When you do drag Will
drag
Smith.
I didn't drag him across the mud.
You drag Will Smith and his greatness through
the
mud.
I'm sorry. I'm just not daddy Will Smith, like a daddy rap fan. I'm not a fan of that.
So what you're saying is Will Smith's music is the equivalent to a dad body?
No, I'm just saying I'm not a fan of Will Smith's dad raps. I'm not. I'm a huge Will Smith fan. But, just the two of us was probably like the last hit from Will Smith that I really...
Is that the one that he sang with Jaden?
Yeah, well, he's talking about his son.
Which is the ultimate dad rap song. Yeah, that's the last one. Rapping about being a dad.
That's the only one, man. That's the only one. The rest of them,
Miami, Switch, and Getting Jiggy With It are three of the greatest songs of all time.
Switch.
Getting Jiggy With It.
I mean, it's catchy. My kids love dancing to that, but.
The dude's still got better bars than his son, though. Ugh. Jaden. You ever heard Jaden's record?
No.
He has a rap record.
I heard one song, and I went out of my way to not listen to the rest of them.
First of all, Jaden Smith, who grew up in what I would say is the ultimate lap of luxury. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
At the richest end of the rich.
Well, it's just like being LeBron James Jr.
He thinks that he's – except LeBron James Jr. is really good at basketball. But
– yes.
For
his age.
But, yeah, Will Smith's kid thinks that he's like Socrates. If you ever look at his Twitter account, and then his raps are just like he really, really wants to be like a Childish Gambino. Is this too deep for our audience? He really wants to be artsy. He wants to be cool.
Artsy.
And it just comes off like he's just trying so hard.
Yeah, his Twitter profile picture is something else.
Yeah.
Dude
needs to just quit trying so hard.
He looks like The Weeknd.
He's different. He's a little different.
And what's funny is that people just heard me say he looks like The Weeknd and probably think I'm literally talking about The Weeknd.
Folks have no idea what you're talking about. what you're talking about right now.
For those who don't know, The Weeknd is a rap artist, and his name is The Weeknd.
No one knows what you're talking about. No one knows what Charlie's talking about right now.
Well, they know it's Will Smith's kid. I think everyone.
That's it.
Here's an example of it from what I'm talking about. Put a little more in perspective. This is an example of a Jaden Smith tweet. If I had a nickel for every time I've cried in the back of an Uber, I would have another pair of Yeezys.
Oh, my goodness.
Just stare in the mirror and cry, and you'll be good. The moment when you're wearing a dress with no pants and you swerve way too hard.
Huh?
What's this kid talking about?
What?
He does wear female clothes, I believe.
Yeah.
No, he wears like the little
Man dresses.
He wears man dresses.
The messes. Wouldn't that be what they're called?
That's what it is. It's a mess. It's a hot mess.
See, the Will Smith slander has already begun. Luke says, "Switch, seriously? Tied for worst song ever with Friday by Rebecca Black."
That song is really corny, I will say that.
Switch, no, it's not.
Switch is seriously corny. I would say Getting Jiggy With It is a classic, you know.
It is a classic. But that's true.
If there's one song that I, out of the three that I mentioned, Miami, Getting Jiggy With It, and Switch, I think the worst one would be Miami.
Oh, boy.
I actually enjoy Switch. And Getting Jiggy With It, I could bump all day long.
Interesting tip.
No, you can't, Ben. You're just talking, man. There's no way you're bumping Getting Jiggy With It.
Ask my mom. She has heard me in the car several times bumping Getting Jiggy With It randomly. Ask my fiance well.
Do you know the words?
Every single word. Remember, I've played it before, and I was singing along. Yeah.
Dude, I know all the words.
So I want you to play the song on the way out.
Okay.
And sing the words.
Okay. That's easy. That's easy money.
I want you to rap Will Smith, Get Jiggy With It.
Okay. I got you. I could honestly probably sing it to the instrumental.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But Ben, in terms of his taste, like, Drake's his favorite rapper.
False. Kendrick Lamar, then Drake.
Okay, all right. Fine.
And then after...
Very, very mainstream. You go very mainstream.
And I know we're going down a very large wormhole right now, but after Pusha T kind of brought some things to light on Mr. Drake, and Mr. Drake has not responded, Drake's kind of starting to slide down. It was like a three-way tie of Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. Drake's starting to slip down to that number three spot after the events of this week.
Drake is over here putting out statements.
Yes.
Sliding information in TMZ.
Yes.
Drake, get in the studio.
Yes.
Battle. Don't answer Pusha T's raps with statements.
Yes.
Answer them with lyrics and rap songs. What are you doing,
but
Drake?
But to a certain extent, when you are the single most popular hip-hop artist in the world, and Drake is, and it's not really close. There's not a close second right now.
Mainstream.
Yes.
He is as mainstream as it gets.
He's second behind Kendrick, though.
I think Drake's more popular. I think more people know Drake than Kendrick.
Oh, Drake is way more popular than Kendrick.
It's like my parents, for example. They know who Drake is. They know my dad actually knows a couple of Drake songs, like Right Hand, because it's on the radio all the time, or God's Plan.
Okay.
My Kendrick doesn't have any songs that really play on the radio
Kendrick,
like that.
Kendrick makes conscious rap, which is like, we love it.
Kendrick,
you know, but
win an award too.
But in terms of, I guess he got there a little bit with Humble. Like, that really got into the mainstream.
Yeah, Humble and DNA, because even the NBA on ESPN during the playoffs, they played those as, like, bumper music for their in and out of breaks and whatnot.
Like, he's gotten close to mainstream, but Drake is just number one hit after number one hit after number one hit. And I definitely appreciate Kendrick more.
He took a big
L. To Pimp a Butterfly is legitimately one of the best records ever made. I love that album. But, anywho, Drake, boy. Well, I was going to say, when you're that popular, do you have to respond, though?
Yes.
Yes. When Pusha T brought to light, you have to respond.
But when you think about all of the teenage girls that love Drake, did they really care what Pusha T has to say?
No, they don't care.
Who cares about the teenage girls?
That's the major part of his fan base.
I would say
that's the biggest demographic he hits.
Not young girls, but young people.
Yeah.
Teenagers.
Do they really care? Because Pusha T, man.
They don't because they don't understand.
I don't want to say he's washed up. We appreciate Pusha T.
He just showed that he is not washed
up.
But he's been in the game since 99. I mean, you're talking about one of the clips. You know, you remember the song, grinding. Come on, like Pusha T is a vet in the game, and just because the youngsters don't know who he is doesn't mean that he's not like he's not a veteran.
Pusha T's
some of these dumb millennials.
Hey,
I'm
watch it.
No, some of these dumb millennials, when Kanye did a song with Paul McCartney, they were like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice of Kanye to be working with this Paul McCartney guy and helping him with his career.
This old man.
Excuse me? Paul McCartney is a legend. So don't go off what these millennials are talking about and these little high school girls when it comes to a rap battle. A rap battle means that you respond. And if you can't respond, then you lose. And Drake is on the verge of losing. Mainstream or not, Pusha T has put you in a really bad spot, but Drake. I'll just say that.
I can just tell you how the kids would look at this. Pusha T's most popular song on Spotify. 5.3 million listens.
Who cares about the...
I'm telling you how the kids are going to look at it. Drake's most popular song, 1,487,000,000 listens on Spotify.
Has nothing to do with a rap battle.
I'm telling you how kids are going to look at it.
I know how
we look at it. We look at it like Drake got his butt handed to him.
Yeah, I don't care about those kids, man.
But I mean, the disparity in popularity between those two dudes is... Pusha T might as well not even have released a record. Like, Drake is so popular right now.
The reason why I don't care about kids is because they don't understand how to really appreciate the art of hip hop. When I was younger, I did was listen to songs because of the beat. The beat sounded great. But as I got older, I started to listen to what they were saying and the substance. And those kids, they don't matter when it comes to this battle. They don't matter. Drake, you're losing right now, man. You better wake up. You better get in the lab. You better start writing some raps. You better do something, man. All right, 865-255-03. We'll get back on track.
Sing it, Ben.
We will come back with Attaboy. But first, Ben, show these kids how you do it. Show Pusha T and Drake what a real rap is all about. What you got, Ben?
Nah, 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 nah. Getting jiggy with it. Hold on, I gotta wait for the chorus.
Yeah, we missed the verse.
What that S if you need and lift? Who's it to get and drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life. I started. See, this is all right. Let me go back to the middle verse. That's the one I really know.
We gotta come back from break, Ben.
Okay. I messed it up,
man.
I haven't listened to it in a hot minute.
We gave you a wide open shot, man.
You did. I pulled a Jeff Green.
You pulled Jeff Green.
No. Even worse, I pulled an Andrew Harrison. The ball. With the kid, watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama's up. Side in the middle of the club with the rubber done. For the haters. The haters mad because I got floor seats with the Lakers. 50-yard line with the Raiders. Told me I'm the greatest.
Can you go to break?
I got the fever for the favor of a crowd pleaser.
Can you go to break now?
Yeah, I'll go to break now.
All right, go to break.
Our one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today, there is a 60% chance of rain with showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 11, mostly cloudy with a high near 84. Tonight, the chance of rain drops to 50%, mostly cloudy and a low around 68. Tomorrow looks to be partly sunny with only a 30% chance of showers and a high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of precipitation and a low around 68. Sunday, another 50% chance of rain, partly sunny and a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space,
house or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app. Hour two of the Swain Event is brought to you.
Check, check, reroute, Orange Barrel. We'll do Attaboy in hour two after touchdown turnover. But we'll keep the conversation going here on the Swain Event, but it would not be about Will Smith, I'll tell you that much. We are done with Will Smith. We're done with battle raps.
Thank goodness. I do not like singing on air.
You got nervous?
Actually, I did a little bit because I know the words, but I'm a firm believer. There are one, two, three songs that everybody knows every single word to. But in general, nobody knows the words to every song. And so, like, yeah, that was one of my favorite songs. And I know, like, 80% of the words. And then I also have a bad habit of I don't listen to songs all the way through. Like, I like to skip the song after two and a half minutes in. So, like, towards the end of the songs, if I know the words, they start to fall off because I skip the songs a lot.
I definitely have a few songs that I could probably rip. Well, it's raps in particular. You ever heard the song American Terrorist by Lupe Fiasco? That was, like, my favorite.
Probably have.
It's my favorite Lupe song. I know all the words of that.
Yeah, let's – Y'all done.
I'm not saying I'm going to do.
We're done.
I'm not wrapping that on.
We're done.
Yeah. On air.
You're going to end up like Seth Stokes and be sipping on something on a Friday night and tweeting out Miley Cyrus lyrics.
We're done. Yeah. We're done. Early in the show, at hour one, I got a phone call from Spencer in Memphis that he did mention Thompson coming in from South Carolina, and, you know, South Carolina kind of backing off of him. And from what I understand is that he had an off-the-field issue that South Carolina kind of backed off of because there was someone that was involved in the off-the-field issue. Family member was heavily involved in South Carolina. And so they did not want Carolina to pursue Thompson and bring him in. And so that's kind of why Thompson did not have a home. And then he had some academics questions as well. And Tennessee goes in and they do their due diligence and they bring him in. And Spencer made a point that, you know, with Coach Former, that is something that you should be able to do for the right player, the right situation. You just can't do it for everybody because sometimes there's situations you just can't touch. Like the kid that was caught on film beating up a female and went to Mississippi State and only missed one game against South Alabama. Like that's different. But I remember a player, Jason Respert. This is before I got to Tennessee, but I remember that this happened. Jason Respert got himself in a little bit of a trouble on his official visit and before he got to Tennessee. And Coach Former did his due diligence and gave him a second chance. And Jason Respert had no problems at all at the University of Tennessee. And that's always a really thin line between, okay, I'm a head coach. I'm only giving this guy a second chance. I'm only looking past something. I'm only working through maybe a potential problem only because he's good. Or I'm giving him a second chance because this kid really needs one. Because if you just throw someone to the streets, they may get into some situations where they're never able to recover. Some guys need football, and one second chance is okay. Now, when we start talking about strike three, strike four, strike five, then you're probably hurting your football team more than you're helping your football team. Because now your credibility is failing a little bit. You have players that are living by different rules than the rest of your players, and that can cause some chemistry issues. But for Pruitt and Coach Former, you're going to have players that may have some questionable baggage. It may be academically. It may be what happened in high school. Because I know there's plenty of times I couldn't have gotten a fight, folks running their mouth. It can happen. It can happen. Absolutely, you can get in a fight in high school, and you are a football player. You could really rough somebody up and find yourself in some really some weird positions. Yeah. And other schools may shy away from you. Randy Moss, if you watch Rand University, that E60 30 for 30 on him, a lot of racism at his high school, and he was part of a situation where a student got beat up, and he was going to go to Notre Dame. Like, he wanted to go to Notre Dame, and when that happened, they couldn't take him anymore. And Bobby Bowden, through being talked into it, took a chance on Randy Moss. And Randy Moss goes down there, and because he was already on probation, you can't fail a drug test. And so Randy Moss, I think, was smoking that weed.
You gotta stay off the weed.
And lasted maybe a month or two at Florida State, and that was it. And then Randy Moss had to go to Marshall. So not every high school kid is going to come in with like this pristine image and not, you know, ever been in trouble before. Sometimes you're going to have guys that you're going to have to dive into their past and kind of see, okay, if this guy, can he be good for our football team? Is he someone I can manage? You really do want to have two or three guys in your position room that might be a little rough around the edges. The problem with our previous teams is we didn't have many of those guys.
Well, and not only did we not have many of those guys, we also didn't have leadership in place to handle those guys. And, I mean, it looks like he's going to be a guy that's going to need some proper guidance, or else you could have a Juwan Jennings situation that you had last year. I mean, he was a guy that was committed to Virginia Tech, then committed to South Carolina, took a lot of visits, didn't sign with South Carolina on signing day, considered Marshall, considered Louisville. When you see a guy this talented and he has to legitimately consider Marshall from signing day until now, that's pause for concern, because usually you only have those situations when a player has some baggage. But
as you've been alluding to, as long as you have the right guidance in place, the right leadership in place to really guide him, he should be okay.
You have the resources. You have C.J. Faden. You have Montario Hardesty. You got guys that played here that's part of this program. If you don't want to go to the head coach and have a real conversation with them, you can always go to Kevin Simon, Terry Fair. Well, Terry Fair is kind of a real coach, but he understands what it's like being a UT athlete. So plenty of resources. Leadership within the team, that's going to be a work in progress, but there's plenty of leadership in those coaches' meeting rooms where we can help this young man from the baggage there in South Carolina.
I would almost say that you do have that leadership on the team because he can learn from a guy like Juwan Jennings. If he does end up playing receiver, Jennings can pull him to the side and see something that he's doing that Juwan messed up on and be like, don't do that. Look what happened to me. Don't end up like me.
All I ever say in a situation like this, and I don't know what this kid's past is exactly, but to Jeremy Pruitt, you better know what you're doing. I mean, that's it. He better be a kid who can be molded, or he better be a kid that you know you'll be able to keep out of trouble. Just don't make sure he's worth taking a shot on. That's all I'd say.
No, he's definitely worth it because Tennessee's the only school that
– Tennessee needs talent.
Yeah, Tennessee's the only school that seems to be in play for him and make that move to bring him in. And, again, there's resources for him to be successful. There's no doubt about it. It's really just up to him to make really good choices. And I've seen people that came in with no baggage be exposed to this freedom and alcohol and drugs now at college, and they get turned out. They don't know how to handle it. So that's going to be a challenge for anybody coming in because now you're on your own, man. You're grown. You are truly grown when you get to college. You got to make smart decisions, grown man decisions. Swain Event, hour two, coming up.